I am Miss Community Clovia, and we have a huge election year that's coming up. In fact, we have elections every year in the Commonwealth of Virginia. But this one, the spotlight is on Virginia. Joining me on the show, she's a former chair with the State Board of Elections. She was a member in the House of Delegates, and now she's co-chair of Virginia Women for Obama. Miss Jean Cunningham, how are you?
I am fine. Good morning, Clovia.
How do we get involved if we want to?
Well, if you want to get involved, it's a matter of just volunteering through contacting the Obama campaign and volunteering your efforts. One of the things that we're trying to do is to have neighborhood parties and gatherings so that we do it on a personal level. And this is being done all across the Commonwealth of Virginia. Small groups of Virginia Women for Obama are forming. And they are organizing so that they will be prepared when the time hits to produce volunteers needed for everything from manning phones, phone banks, to door-to-door canvassing, to helping to get people to the polls. So it's early. We haven't gotten, you don't sense the urgency, but it's here now for people to let the campaign know that they're willing to volunteer.
And with the Women for Obama, in your discussions, do you talk about women's health issues and family and employment?
Yes, because I think what has really provided an incentive for women to get involved this time is the sense that many of the rights that we were able to secure back in the movement in the 70s, and I was a part of that, are now being threatened. So we talk about the health issues, and in Virginia, you know, in many ways, we have been the laughingstock of the nation in terms of what has happened here with legislation and our protests and our arrests on the Capitol steps and all of that. So, yes, we talk about what President Obama has done in the area of health for women, what he has done on issues that are critical to women, his health reform efforts. And we also discuss the other important things to women that the president's administration has done, everything from education, his emphasis on small classrooms, for instance, the fact that his opponent is saying that small classrooms aren't important. We talk about his efforts at trying to make sure that veterans who return home have benefits, have programs established that will help them, that he has provided a new kind of GI Bill, which we haven't seen since my father came home from World War II. So President Obama is really doing things that are important and critical to the nation.
And in speaking of things that are important in his support for veterans and military family and for the homeless, what is the Obama campaign doing?
Right now, post Memorial Day, it was before Memorial Day, and it continues. We have an effort to try to deliver non-perishable goods to homeless veterans. And in this local area, people who are interested in getting food supplies and paper supplies to the homeless can deliver those goods to the campaign office at 408 East Main Street. So non-perishable food goods, toilet paper, paper towels, the kinds of things that that they are in need of and that we can easily provide.
I think it's our responsibility to take care of our veterans and military families because they sacrificed it, the ultimate sacrifice so we can be free in this country. So I think it's only fitting for us as a people to do. And you can drop off the non-perishable items at the Obama campaign on Main Street, what hours?
From the time the campaign office opens and until late evening. So I would, you know, it's a flexible schedule. People can easily go by there and leave their non-perishable goods.
All right. Former State Board of Election Chair, member in Virginia's House of Delegates, and now co-chair with Virginia Women for Obama, Jean Cunningham. Thank you so much for this wealth of information.
Thank you, Clovia, for having me.